Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Drew Rosenhaus, the agent for AB Antonio Brown, says that Antonio takes the allegations very seriously. He's a loving father of five children, including a daughter. I myself am a father and have two children, two daughters, and I love them very much, along with my wife. I wouldn't be doing this interview if I didn't believe Antonio. These allegations are false. He denies every one of them. I'm confident his legal team has the facts that'll prove this. He emphasized it's a civil matter. You know, he just kept saying, please allow the situation to play itself out. Antonio will cooperate. He'll cooperate with the Pats, with the NFL, with any investigation, with the NFLPA, and in time, Antonio will be cleared. These allegations are false. They are not true. They are absolutely not true. What advice is he giving him? He said, I'm advising him to let the truth come out. I'm advising him to concentrate on football. I'm advising him to cooperate with the Pats, with the NFL, the NFLPA. Antonio and I both strongly believe that the allegations are very serious, and in no way do we condone any type of illegal conduct, misbehavior. None of that happened here. This is a money grab. I'll repeat this. This is a money grab. In my opinion, this is a money grab. He said it three times. And then he was granted a castle in Ireland because of his three wishes. I'm just kidding. Anyway, the accuser in Brown's view also saying the accuser in Brown's view is a money grab. Rosenhaus pointed out that the latest allegations have nothing to do with the current turmoil surrounding Brown, from the frozen feet to the helmet to the Oakland wiretap of Gruden, blah, 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 and his release from the Raiders. Please keep in mind that Antonio denies these allegations. He will have a full investigation. He will go through the legal process, and we will cooperate, and that once the facts are out there, they'll come to light, establish that he indeed is not guilty of any of these accusations. This is a civil matter. This is a proceeding where the accuser is seeking financial gain. Some would say she's simply seeking compensation, not gain. Regardless, that's for the court to decide. In the interim, the NFL will have to decide how to handle Brown. The Pats will have an issue to deal with as well. I thought that Belichick obviously was just an absolute pain in the neck with his response, right? Like, he's just so painful. Like, this guy, greatest coach in the league, bar none, all the rings. You can't deny his championship pedigree, but he does not deal with the media at all whatsoever. He will not answer questions about anything, football games or anything else. He's not, you just can't. Is there anyone more miserable on the face of the earth than Bill Belichick? He is the most miserable person to deal with in sports, bar none. He's basically become Bob Knight.
Well, let me just tell you something. I watched that today, and he looked even more miserable than usual. And you want to know why? Because everything, they walked off that field Sunday night, 33-3 beating of the Steelers, and everything is sunshine and rainbows. They tweeted out that locker room celebration, him giving the speech. Everything was sunshine and rainbows.
Now it's ruined.
And guess what? He walked into his next press conference this morning, and he got hit with 2.5 minutes of questions about a guy who wasn't even on the team 48 hours earlier. And he looked at the play, and he's, like you said, he's usually a pain in the ass to deal with no matter what. But he stood there, and it was just, he looked at them, and he just kept going, I'm not talking about it. And then after the 17th question, he just left. He's like, I can't do it anymore. Guy, I'm not talking about it. He looked so frustrated.
Very
already,
angry. Very angry.
Already. And the guy hasn't.
And they won by 30.
Yeah, but forget the game. He looked frustrated because he only wants to talk about football. That's why it was such a risk.
But he had to believe in this guy. Nothing goes through that team without Belichick.
Well, listen, I think he knew that he wasn't going to have to deal with the type of stuff that the Raiders deal with. Him and everybody else in that organization, they didn't know that 24 hours later they would be dropped with this in their lap. They didn't know that was going to happen.
But do you seriously believe at for any stretch that this guy's going to lose this case? Because I don't. I don't think he's losing. at all. By the time they're done, he won't even have known her. By the time the lawyers are done with her, he won't even have met her. He doesn't even know her. She was never at his house. By the time they're done with him, watch. You'll see what happens to that woman. She's in for the worst nightmare of her life. Don't tell me that those lawyers that he's got aren't better than the one she's got. I don't care. I don't even know who it is, but I'm telling you, he'll have 15 lawyers to her one. Believe me, you. The guy that took that case has got an uphill battle because he's going against a guy with hundreds of millions of dollars. Why? What does she have? Nothing. He's doing it pro bono until if he wins, she'll get money. If he wins, he'll get his money off of what she gets. He's not winning. Do you really believe he's going to beat that guy in court and that guy's going to jail or that he's going to lose a civil rape lawsuit? And incidentally, how can you – I still don't understand it. How can you rape someone if it's true, right? Let's say you've sexually assaulted a woman multiple times. How are the police not involved? How is this just some kind of like go walk down to the courthouse on a sunny Wednesday afternoon and let's have a rape trial? How do you have rapes go down and the police aren't involved? She never went to the police. She doesn't even have a leg to stand on to begin with.
It's a lot harder to prove that, to get the police involved, to get them to do charges, especially later in something like this, because you don't have the physical evidence anymore. Anything that might have been there from this, you know.
Well, that's her stupidity.
Right, but I'm saying that the burden of proof is a lot tougher there, so they won't even go for it unless they have a good case. It's a lot easier to do it in
because
just a lawsuit. That's why OJ got charged. You know, he didn't get charged.
But that's
the
why
murders,
they don't have
him.
A good case.
Well,
she does not have a good case against this guy. She's
we
just
don't
saying
know yet.
That he
we
raped her.
We don't know yet what she has.
We don't know what the text messages said they allegedly know. Have or these other things. That
They'll
are
laugh at those text messages.
I'm just saying.
Did you read his text messages to her? Did you see those? Somebody printed out today. Did you read
the
them?
Emails?
Did you read them?
Yeah, I read them.
I mean, they're so disgusting, I can't even read them on the air.
I'm surprised you're able to read them, period. I mean,
it's like some kind of language
honestly,
I don't know.
Here's the other thing for me that this is just, you know, she's going to talk with the NFL next week. This is an NFL. I don't know how the NFL.
They'll believe her.
Yeah,
the NFL always believes
her. But here's
them.
The thing. Let's say, like you said, there's been no criminal charges. We don't know what's going to happen yet with the civil stuff. Who's the NFL to decide that
anything.
He's guilty? Like, hey, you know what? We talked to her today, and we don't like what she said, so we're going to go and sit you for 8 games, or we're going to suspend you indefinitely. Or I just, it's so hard, and the NFL has been through this a billion times. You go back to things where they have suspended guys for no charges, whether it be Zeke Elliott. They didn't suspend Hill at all with all the stuff that happened with Hill over the, you know, the offseason. I don't know how the NFL and Roger Goodell got involved in being the decider of fate.
Once again, the arbiter.
With everything. That's my
And also the attorney's office in Miami-Dade found no prior police investigative contacts regarding the allegations or the individuals. And they're going to reach out to pertinent police agencies to determine if they have any prior contacts or investigations. If such exist, we would certainly be interested in those reports and any related evidence gathered. And then the Allegheny County in downtown Pittsburgh DA's office told ESPN that as a matter of course, it reviews information in a federal lawsuit whenever that information references potential criminal activity, even if the activity had not been previously known to the popo. That was my Pittsburgh accent while doing the Allegheny County DA's office investigation. I'll tell you one thing. So one of the rapes allegedly occurred in Pittsburgh. Don't tell me those people there don't want to see this guy go down the drain. Just so you know, let's just be clear. Everyone in Pittsburgh hates this guy dead. I mean, hate him dead. Like, you have no idea. You have no idea. They hate him dead. So I guarantee you 100% of that city is rooting for him to go lose everything, go down the drain, his whole life and career. They'd love nothing more than to see him just absolutely drown in this. They can't stand him. Do you realize that, like, where are the biggest ratings coming from when it comes to talk about Antonio Brown? Remember in Hard Knocks, they said Pittsburgh, right? They can't stand him so much they're obsessed with him. They watch him. They talk about him. They write about him. The talk shows can't stop talking about him in Pittsburgh.
Gene constantly talks about him.
Oh, just constant. It's just never ending. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. It really is. Real quick, Kevin in Houston. Kevin.
Yeah, for real. What's going on, man?
Hey.
Long time listener, first time caller, 6'5", 255.
Wow, we could use him, Mafia, on the team.
Yeah, so Antonio Brown, what's going to happen, I think, is Bill Belichick, you know, that organization is a real organization, and you know, they're not going to let this kind of accusation kind of destroy this man right here and right now, I don't think. And, no, I think he's suiting up and he's going to play. And I think the NFL, for sure, the commissioner, he's going to come down on him and do something like they always do. But, you know,
well, so that would mean so that would mean if he, first you said he's going to play. You said he'll play Sunday. And then you said, but the Goodell's going to come down on him and do something. Well, if Goodell comes down on him before, you know, Sunday, so like Thursday or Friday, and puts him on the exempt list, he's not playing football for a long time. And I'll tell you another thing. Roger Goodell, in my view, has had really nothing, frankly, on his plate of any consequence, of any, you know, substance that's, you know, negative, like a real problem. He hasn't had a real problem, has he? Except this guy now. So that's going to move right to the forefront of his, right to the top of his desk. I mean, that guy now has a problem on his hands, and it's called Antonio Brown and sexual assault. And it's bad for the league. It's a bad look for the league. It's bad business for the league. And women will turn on this league like no one's business if this guy gets away with this. Right? That kind of thing. So Roger Goodell is going to be all over this Antonio Brown saga, and he's going to make decisions. There's no doubt about it in my mind at all.
Decisions that he doesn't really know the answers to.
No, but he's going to make them anyway because he runs the world. He's not just the commissioner of the NFL. He's actually, he's God. I just wanted to be clear there. He is God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.